What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Backyard Bullpen Podcast, where this week we have a very exciting one for you. We are joined by a new addition to the Arkansas Razorbacks staff and Ohio State transfer, Landon Beitelschies. Now, Landon is a very interesting cat. What I love most about him is immediately from the time I hopped on this Zoom call with him, I was instantly transported back to that bullpen mindset. The not, oh, I'm going to go in and get a save here. But more so that I could shoot the breeze with this kid about literally anything and have a great conversation. And that's honestly what I miss most about playing baseball is those conversations in the bullpen. You know, maybe it's late innings of a doubleheader or something like that. And we've kind of run out of topics to talk about and our brains just go in whatever direction. And we have a conversation. And that's what I would always refer to it as the witching hour. And Landon is like a instant time machine to the witching hour, so I can't thank him enough for that. But a little bit more about him: in high school he was a pitcher, he two-weighed a little bit, had some home runs there his junior and senior year, but he was originally committed to play at Army, and after taking a look at where his career was going and kind of where he wanted to go, he realized that, you know, professional baseball opportunities might be better pursued through a different avenue. And so he decommitted his senior year and ultimately found a home at Ohio State, where he played his first couple of college baseball seasons. And this was his dream school. You know, it's everything he wanted. He's from Canfield, Ohio. His family had gone to Ohio State. And ultimately, after this season, with some coaching changes going on at Ohio State, he decided it would be in his best interest to hit the transfer portal. And now when a lot of people hear about the transfer portal, they think NIL this, NIL that. And that's ultimately not the case. You know, it's not, oh, you know, you go into portal one day, next day you have $100,000 and you're at a different school. That's not it by any means. And Landon touched on a lot of the topics of what makes the portal difficult and the difficult decisions that go into even entering the portal in the first place. Fortunately for Landon, though, he's got that type of personality where I feel like no one could be upset with him ever. He's just like one of those guys where you look at him and you're just happier. So I don't think he's burning any bridges or anything like that by transferring, but it is tough to leave your friends and to leave a home in a place where, you know, everything's familiar to you. You got a Skyline Chili right down the road. That's not easy to walk away from. So we'll talk to Landon about making that decision, how he's liking his new home with the Arkansas Razorbacks, and what he's looking forward to most this season, and ultimately how he even got to, you know, college baseball in the first place. We'll have all that and more coming up. And just a reminder, this podcast is sponsored directly by the Big Donkey brand, where we love sharing the message. College baseball is rad, and we think you should become a billboard for college baseball, and you can do so by buying either our hats, shirts, or sweatshirts. Either one, if you like the podcast and you're like, hey, I want to support in more ways than just listening, buying from the Big Donkey brand is one of the best ways to do it, and I will certainly appreciate you. But now that we got that awkward conversation out of the way, let's hear from Landon. What is going on, everyone? We are back with the Backyard Bullpen. We got a very exciting one. We're taking a break from our power hitters, and we're going to pitchers because, you know, They do a good portion of the baseball action too, and we are joined by Landon Beitelschies. And if you're hearing that pronunciation, you're like, Steve, you sound like a smart guy. I just asked. Full transparency, you just got to ask sometimes. And I am very adamant, having a last name like Shock, where it's not spelled like that, on making sure I get that right. So we got it right. And now, if you're okay with it, can I refer to you as Landon from now on?
You can call me whatever you want, man. You can call me whatever you want.
All right. We'll roll with Landon. But Landon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Honestly, couldn't be better. I, after talking to you just 10 minutes before we started recording, I've already gotten back into the bullpen mindset of just, we're goofing around. You know, we're having a good time. You brought that out of me.
That's how we roll, man. The hitters, they take it a little seriously, but you know, the pitching side of things, we get a little bored sometimes, you know?
Yeah, they give us too much time to roam. And you spent time as a reliever, which any amount of time as a reliever, you're a left-handed guy, you know, you're out there, you're an interesting cat. And the first time we actually met, this isn't the first time we spoke, was up in the Cape. I walked over to the YD Red Sox bullpen and you were just talking, just I can't even remember, you might have been playing a game, maybe Password or something along those lines, and I was just transported back from my washed up being to like, Oh, I used to be like that. You know, that's what I was. And I haven't been able to thank you for that. But that feeling, giving that to a former player, that's a gift I did not deserve. So thank you for that.
Oh yeah, man. I mean, the bullpen, I think, like, especially a summer ball bullpen is the absolute like pinnacle of conversation. Like, really anything goes out there. And like, when I have to hang up the cleats one day, like, that's gonna be probably the part I miss the most, for sure.
I'm right there with you. I do miss just goofing around. I haven't really missed throwing baseballs. From time to time, I'll be like, damn, it would be fun to go into a game and strike out the side. But that never really happened like that. So what I could consistently do was have a good time in the bullpen. On the mound, it wasn't a guaranteed fun time. But in the
Oh
bullpen, different animal.
yeah, always. It's always there for you.
Now, let's get right into it. Talking about your baseball experience, I want to talk to you about your college ball experience. But before we can talk about that, I was doing my research. You have to get recruited. And I need to talk to you about your senior year of high school season because you had three no-hitters, one perfect game, finished with a 1.24 ERA and 37 strikeouts. I have it written down. I'm not like that in the brain. But you also hit 422 with two home runs. So my first question, did you try to two-way in college at all?
Honestly, like, I had a few like Division two maybe like looks on it, but like I had no interest in doing that. Like, Division two high school baseball in Ohio isn't the most challenging, so you were pretty much guaranteed. And I had this strategy when I was hitting where I would just swing at the first pitch every time. And in high school ball, you usually get like about 75 mile an hour fastball right down the middle first time. But if anyone got up 85 plus, I was kind of cooked. So pitching is definitely what I stuck with for
Yeah,
sure.
no one really warned me for how much harder hitting gets when pitchers get good. Like 12 to 14, I was like, damn, I'm gonna be Mark Reynolds. You know, that he was the first baseman for the Orioles, very small name. Not small name. He played at UVA, great guy. I don't know if you know of him, but I was like, hey, yeah, I could do something like that. He was depositing home runs every other at bat. Then I saw a curveball one time and I was like, my arms hurt from missing that so poorly.
Yeah, it gets a little tougher. It gets a little
Yeah,
tougher.
so you clearly have made the right decision. You had the three no hitters. Of those three, which was your favorite?
I think the first one because the two of them they kind of juice the stats a little bit. Two of them were 5-inning no hitters. Like,
Hey.
one of them was a 5-inning perfect game, and the other one was it was against our rival, which was cool, but it was only like a 5-inning game because we mercied them. But it was like opening day my senior year, 30 degrees outside. Like, I had two hoodies on, like a ski
No
mask
thanks.
or whatever. And like, I was pitching against Oregon Clay, which is a respectable like program in Ohio. And like, that was a 7-inning like true no hitter. I also hit a home run and a double in that game. So like, that was, I remember getting on the bus after that game and like, man, I think I just peaked in baseball.
It's
So,
like
but yeah,
one of
that was a
those
lot of
feelings.
fun.
No, that's definitely a good no-hitter to remember. Now, you mentioned throwing a perfect game, and I gotta know if you could do one other thing other than baseball perfectly, what would it be?
I mean, probably golf. Like, that's probably my biggest hobby, as a lot of pitchers like golf. I don't really necessarily know what a perfect, like, just shooting scratch. That'd be
I
pretty
think
perfect.
I would consider that perfect, a perfect day for me at least.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great. We're still far
So,
from there, but
yeah, what's your golf game like? What are you good at? What are you trying to improve golf-wise?
I mean, it's a day-to-day struggle. So I actually started golfing like often in the Cape, which is a great place to golf. Like, there's a
Oh
lot of great
yeah,
courses
phenomenal.
out there. And I'm getting better, but it's still just like the straight ball that I'm working on. And it feels like some days I'll get something going, like with a swing change or whatever. And then the next time I go out there, it's just I'll try it and it's just gone. Like, it's just super frustrating in that way. But I think I will say, like, my short game, like, I can chip and putt a little bit, and then that's even a little finicky sometimes. But if the driver's on, it's usually okay. So.
Yeah, as long as you can find it out of the tee box, that's a win in my book because I'm not there yet. I'm
That's
still
the
working.
most fun part too. Like no one really cares about chipping and putting.
Yeah, there's no better feeling than absolutely mashing a golf ball and your friends going just like either going silent or going like, "Oh my God, that was murdered." And it's like,
Yeah.
"Yeah, no, I do that all the time." And then the
Especially
next
when you
hole
do it,
comes.
especially when you do it on the first tee with like a new group of guys, and you get one right away, and they're like, "Oh man, like, look at this guy," and then it just
Yeah.
falls from there, but.
I always fall victim. If I hit a good shot, I have to turn and tell everyone that I didn't mean to do it. That way they don't expect it out of me. 'Cause
Yeah.
if you expect me to be a good golfer, I might hit you with the next ball and you could be behind me, you know?
Yeah, I can relate to that for sure. For
Now
sure.
getting kind of back into high school baseball, you're from Canfield. You went to Canfield High School. Next question. I didn't see any fielding stats. So are you a good fielder too? Can you actually field?
I played first base. That is what it is. I got the job done. I wouldn't say it was plus in any way, shape, or form, but I got the job done. Yeah, but that's not really where I made my money, I'll tell you.
Yeah, Ken Pitch. Ken Pitch definitely would have been a more fitting hometown name. And I gotta say, as a former first baseman myself, I never fielded it with the glove. I was useless with the glove. What I would do was I would hockey goalie everything, wear it to my gut. And I was a bigger boy, so wide surface, hard to get past. But
Yeah, that's relatable.
I
That's
feel
relatable.
like that's kind of the cheat code for first base. In college, you can't really do that
Yeah.
as much,
There's
unfortunately, I
no,
think.
I'm under the mindset that there's really no pretty way to do it as long as you get it done. Like first base isn't a spot that's gonna make anyone's ears perk up, but
But it's one of those things where it's like I want to go unnoticed. If people notice I'm here, I probably did something wrong, probably made an error.
It's tough to be a really bad first baseman, so yeah.
Without a doubt. Now, moving along from high school, of course, you go to Ohio State for your first 2 years. What was your recruiting process like to get there?
Yeah, so a lot of people don't know this, but during COVID, it was, I want to say January of my junior year, I committed to Army. And it was like my first Division I offer. Like I took it, like great opportunity. Like looking back, like being in the military like that and like having that kind of career path is an amazing opportunity for any 16-year-old looking at it. So, and then kind of leading, I had a really good high school season that year. I think I had a 0.4 ERA. Like I went out and had a good summer season, like played well in the fall, actually played at Ohio State in the fall. And then around like October of my senior year, I kind of like realized that pro ball might be on the roster or on the horizon. So I, it's kind of tough to do that at Army. Like there's a lot of hurdles you got to jump through and whatnot. And I knew like if I decommitted, like Ohio State might be interested. So I did. And then, I had a lot of attention from there. But the whole time I kind of knew where I wanted to go. I always tell people, if I wasn't playing baseball, I would go to school at Ohio State. Like, it's always been my dream school. My dad went there, my grandparents went there. Like, that's just how it was for me.
Yeah, and that's a really good point on the Army, side of things. And that was probably when I can't do the math on when the year was that that was happening, but I remember in 2019, I think it was, Navy had this pitcher named Noah Song, and he was like one of the best dudes out there. He threw 98 against us at UMBC before everyone was throwing 98, and we were like, okay, we don't know what to do. We're just going to go home and wash this game off. But he gets drafted by the Red Sox, and I think he is currently serving in the Navy. He has like a few years of service, and then he can go play pro ball. But that's something, a lot of guys aren't really thinking about. So honestly, very insightful move on your part. Plus, you get to stay in touch with Skyline Chili, which we have heard is very important.
Yeah, no, I didn't realize either how important that would be to my decision, but it worked out, so.
Yeah, what's your go-to at Skyline Chili? 'Cause I feel like you're probably more of an expert than I.
Yeah, so you got to get the Coney. It's just a regular hot dog with chili and cheese. I don't do they call the spaghetti thing the three-way. I don't do that. And they also have these Cholitos, which is like a burrito with like chili cheese and Fritos inside. And that's pretty special.
Yeah, that sounds like I would only get that when I know tomorrow's clear and I feel like I've deserved an award of some
After
kind.
you eat Skyline, you're about done for the day. So
No,
gotta time that right.
it's a day ender, and it definitely can be something where you slip and fall, and one day, you have Skyline, and then a month later, you look down at the scale and you're like, oh my God, what have I done to myself? So, of course, you go there your freshman year at Ohio State. You have a 4.15 ERA, impressive stuff with seven saves. What was it like being used as a reliever in those high leverage situations as a freshman?
Yeah, I mean that definitely an adjustment for me. Like any freshman going into college, like having to come out of the bullpen is different. But I was really thankful to like just have a role. Like there's a lot of guys that are just kind of in the mix and don't really have like a role. So I was just thankful that I had the chance to pitch a lot and have like a meaningful role on the team where I could, come in the eighth, ninth inning and help us win a game. And I really like really thankful for that year and like the stuff I learned from there. Like you learn a lot about failure being the closer and like it's a lot of pressure. And I think like starting after that is a lot easier because of it.
Yeah, because then you can just think of starting, hey, get a bunch of one inning saves, and then you get seven saves in one outing. Phenomenal outing. That's a great day at the yard.
That's right.
Now,
But I mean, I think I adapted to the bullpen really well. Like I was able to get hot quick and that wasn't really a struggle for me, but then that just makes starting that much easier.
we have some young players, some high schoolers who want to get to the college level who listen to the show. So what piece of advice would you have for getting hot quick? Because that's a skill that I feel like is very underrated in the college game.
I mean, I think it starts with like practice and like your pre-throw for practice, like just trying to eliminate as much of those eyewash drills as possible that really don't benefit you. Just like slowly, I think shortening that. And then like for me, I think like my freshman year, I was grabbing the ball every single day and going out to 90 feet and throwing it as hard as I could. And like I feel like that just your arm just gets used to being able to throw hard every day and like get hot quick, and you're just a lot more like flexible in that way.
Yeah, I love that because I would never go past 120. That was my thing. It was very difficult to find throwing partners who were on board with that plan. But I was always like, look, what's the point of throwing max effort 300 feet when we can throw max effort 100 feet away and feel like we're superstars who can just do it like that? Like, it feels
I'm under the
cooler.
same mindset for sure.
No. I love that. And so after your freshman year, super successful, you move on and you're like, hey, okay, we're playing summer ball and we're in the Cape. It's not just summer ball anywhere. You play for the Whitey Red Sox. What was that like?
Yeah, I think like I was super like grateful and honored to be out there. Like that was a dream come true, like something to check off the baseball bucket list. And to be out there as a freshman, like I was really proud of myself for that. But also like I think like I had the mindset going in that it's not my draft year. Like I have nothing to lose. I'm gonna come out here and just get better and like really prove to myself that I can compete with the best in the country. And like that was the most important thing, like for me. It wasn't like getting in front of scouts. It wasn't all the hype and draft stuff that goes around the Cape. It was like really like honing in on development and like getting as good as possible for the sophomore season.
Yeah, and that's honestly a great way to do it. When I played in the Cape, it was like a draft year. I had my phone in my pocket the day of practice of the draft because I was like, you never know who's going to call. I knew who was going to call. It was going to be like dominoes and no one else. But either way, I just remember all the extracurricular like draft stuff we had to do. We did a test for the Pirates that was 128 questions. I must have failed it because I'm in my closet recording a podcast right now. But I was like, why are we doing this? I could be out having fun with my friends. But do you have a favorite moment from playing summer ball on the Cape?
Oh man, there's too many. So we had our bat boy. You might know him as Shady Brady. He's just a local kid, but like he's an absolute character. Like he'll run around, he'll bring a box of candy to every game. Like he doesn't even do his job half the time. Like half the time he's just sitting out in the bullpen eating snacks with us. But Like that kid cracks me up. You can find him on TikTok or whatever, but Shady Brady is the man.
Shady Brady, I'm gonna have to look him up.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
He's
There are so
definitely
many
all over
characters.
the YD Instagram. He's all over it. So
As he should be. And why do you, I feel like they're good for the weird. They got a lot of weird going on. They have the donut burger, which was my
yeah.
favorite thing to eat at a baseball game that I played in. I don't know what I was doing eating it, but actually, now that I think about it, how old is Shady Brady? Do you know? Do you have an age range?
I think he just actually started high school or maybe middle school. I'm not even sure. Like he could either be, he's one of, it's one of those cases where he's either 8 years old or like 15 years old.
Because
But
I'm thinking about it, when I acquired my donut burger in the bullpen for Katuit, I gave $10 to a little kid to go run and get me one, keep the change, of course, because this was back in a time of the economy where burgers were less than $10.
yeah.
The first kid stole my money and just left, and I was like, can't do anything about that. Respect to the kid. So maybe I have run into Shady Brady. The
You
next
might
kid did get the burger for me. It was phenomenal. One of the best days
have.
ever. But I always love a full circle potential moment.
For sure.
Now, coming back to school from the Cape, you're moved into a starter role and you again have a 4.15 ERA, which the consistency, incredible. You
Yeah,
have it in about three
that was
times
crazy.
the number of innings.
Yeah,
So, what was it? How did you adjust to that starter workload, especially coming out as a guy who had 24 games out of the bullpen last season? Now it's like, okay, you're going to know exactly when you're going to pitch and potentially how long.
no, I definitely like that schedule factor to it. Like it really makes it a lot easier to prepare your body to play college baseball. Like I'm really thankful for that. And like I thought like going into it, like, hey, I started in high school. Like what's the difference? Like this is gonna be fine. But like you learn real quick that college hitters are a lot different than high school hitters. And you get them second, third time around, like you gotta really be sharp. So I think like last year is really when I learned to truly pitch, and like commanding the fastball was really important. Like landing off speed early in the counts is really important. Like that kind of stuff. Whereas like out of the bullpen my freshman year, like I was throwing 95 with carry. Like I could just go out there and let it eat and not really think too much. But as a starter in college, like I did definitely get a lot more tactical. And yeah, but like I think this year, like I'm really trying to put those two mindsets together and kind of have that psychopath and the tactical like come together, and I think that could be a good combination.
Yeah, as long as you have tactical on one shoulder, absolute maniac on the right from the bullpen days,
Yeah.
that's the best way to do it. Because I
Right.
remember there, I had a few times in college where I was asked to start baseball games, and I was like, what do you mean I'm not supposed to just go out there and chuck it as hard as I can? I know it's only like 88 with a little bit of sink, but that's pretty fun to just let it eat.
Yeah, regardless, man. It's not about how hard you throw, it's how it works.
Yeah,
That's
and I feel like I don't even know if I had, the ability to throw 10 miles an hour harder like you do. I don't think I would be able to think tactically at all. I would just be
right.
like, hey, check out how fast this one's gonna go.
Yeah.
But
No,
you
that was my thought process too, but you get punched in the mouth early in the year, it's like, all right, well, now we got to figure something out.
Yeah, it's
So
like, okay, well, we'll change a little bit, we'll change. And now you take your next summer off after your sophomore season, as you should, because that's a lot of innings. I think it was like 80.2 or something around that
yeah.
number. Don't quote me on it. But while you're resting your arm, you're still doing baseball stuff. You aren't away from the game. And one of the biggest things that any player can do is you're entering the transfer portal. So what was that process like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying to if I told you like it was easy. Like as I said earlier, Ohio State was my dream school, and really like giving that up was really tough to do. Honestly, like I fell in love with the school, fell in love with the entire city of Columbus. Like the guys there will be my best friends forever. Like I'm super thankful for my 2 years in Columbus, but like I found myself after my sophomore year like wanting more out of college baseball. Like wanting that chance to compete for a national championship where like I'm sure I'm confident like one day Ohio State can get there, but at this point in time like they didn't have the support and the resources needed to go and do that. And like I have this dream of playing in the SEC and going to Omaha and doing all that. And like a lot of guys will say it's NIL, and a lot of guys will say development, which the development definitely plays a part in it. Like we have all the gear and the tech here at Arkansas, but like really it was just like I want to do this thing at the highest level, and I'd regret it if I didn't. And obviously with the coaching situation at Ohio State, that kind of made that decision a little easier when we had there was a new staff coming in, and now we're here, landed at Arkansas.
Definitely. And so what was the kind of the transfer portal process like for you, where it's like, okay, I'm looking for a new school. Was it something where they came out to you pretty quickly, or was it, okay, we're kind of on the hot seat here, getting a little nervous, where are we going to end up?
Yeah, so like I thought it would be a lot more chill and like I would maybe have a little interest here and there like from different schools or whatever, but like I think 20 seconds after I got the confirmation email, Coach Hobbs called me, and like for like 4 days straight I was on the phone. Like and I felt bad because there were so many like great schools that I just like literally didn't have the time to answer or like talk to. So I kind of had to narrow it down to like me and my group like before we narrowed it down to a few schools that we knew had the best pitching programs, best teams, like the best chance to do what I wanted to do. And like those are the only ones that I was going to talk to because it got out of hand like really fast, and it's a good problem to have, don't get me wrong, but it was pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like, I don't know what your thought process going into, like what you expected it to be like, but it can definitely get overwhelming where it's like, okay, we have 2 months to decide where I'm going to live next year, where I'm
Yeah.
going to sign a lease next year, what I'm going to study, how my credits are going to transfer. It's so much stuff. And like,
Yeah.
people always assume, oh, they just want an easier path. That's why they're in the portal or whatever it may be. But it's like, this is not the easy route. Like, this is
No.
actually very
There's a
difficult and very
lot of
stressful.
stress and a lot of hard decisions. And yeah, again, I was super grateful to have to make those hard decisions, but that doesn't make it easier. Like,
No, not by any stretch of the imagination. But look, I'm never going to judge someone for trying to do their best, And when you want more, you want more. And where do you go? Where it means more. They say it all the time. I assume it means more. It's the slogan you got there. But now that you are a Razorback, what is your favorite thing about Arkansas?
I mean, there's a lot, but like I just have to say the people, like the Southern hospitality is absolutely real. Like I was accepted from day one. Like I consider these guys some of my closest friends, and I've only known them for a few months now, but like the people and like overall, like the fans, like everyone around here loves the Razorbacks. And like if they find out you're a Razorback baseball player, like you're their new favorite person. Like that's just how it goes. Everyone you meet knows the name Dave Van Horn, knows the name Hagen Smith. They know everything about the Razorback baseball, and then like that's just a dream come true to be like to have actual fans is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it's just a good feeling where it's like, what do you mean you care? All right, we'll take that. That's nice.
To know that like you have an impact on someone's life, I don't know. It just feels good inside to where like there's people for sure that look up to you and have all that. So
Yeah, it's definitely a fulfilling feeling. Now, was there anything you were surprised by? What was the fall like for you at Arkansas?
it was short. I mean, like we didn't scrimmage as much as I had in years past. Like I think the fall at Ohio State when I was starting, like I got up to 4 or 5 innings at a time, and here I didn't throw more than two. So like it was nice. Like it was, you feel good after and you're ready to go. But the actual baseball practice wasn't as intense as I thought, but like the real separator here is in the weight room. Like our strength coach does a great job, and that's definitely where I think we work harder than a lot of programs.
Yeah, and you guys have amazing facilities, super cool weight room from what I've seen on the interwebs because I haven't been to Arkansas yet, but one day I'm sure I'll go out and see it. But definitely a good place to get bigger and get stronger.
Yeah, no, it's easy to work hard when you got nice stuff, but Yeah, it's definitely a blessing for sure.
Now, after going through the fall doing these inter squads, were there any teammates you were particularly impressed with?
I'd say just about all of them. Like it was definitely like it was crazy, man. I think the first fall scrimmage, this was an outlier. Like the very first fall scrimmage, the offense hit 11 home runs in like 6 innings. And like I thankfully didn't pitch that day. Like I was slated for the next day, but I was like, or maybe I was dealing with like a little back tweak or something. And I was like, I told Hobbs like, hey, maybe I can milk this thing out for another couple of weeks till these bats cool down. But no, I was definitely shocked right away, like how physical some of these guys are when they hit the baseball.
Honestly, that's a pro plan right there. Just like, oh, third home run of the inning, coach.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little under the weather,
Yeah,
you know.
we'll let the freshmen keep going. Like
Yeah,
we're
it's more important that they learn than
good.
I don't want
Believe me,
to.
I've
I've
done this
learned from
before.
failure.
I've done this before.
Yeah, we've seen this. We got to welcome them to college. Of course, hazing is not allowed, but you know, a little bit of
Yeah.
extra experience for them definitely doesn't hurt.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, shifting gears a little bit, I don't want to call these rapid fire questions, but I'm going to ask you quick questions. You can answer as fast or as slow as you want, but this is kind of just to wrap it up, cool us down since we got to where you're at baseball wise. Do you have a favorite pitch to throw?
I mean, I just rip sliders, honestly. Like that might be wrong to throw out there in the ether, but like when it really matters, like I'm ripping a slider. Heater's
Yeah.
good too, though. I'll
Look, I like them both. I think they're both
give
fun pitches
you
to throw. I loved throwing backdoor sliders to lefties, but when it didn't work, you know, I used to say I love throwing it all the time, but
In
I
terms
rarely
of
executed.
actual like fun though, like in catch play, and I'm thinking a lot of people would agree with this, is the knuckleball.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
that's always like I finish a round of catch and like I'm throwing 3 to 4 knuckleballs for sure.
Yeah, because you never know when it's going to click. Like, I remember, I think it
Never
was,
know.
I think with Tim Wakefield, the way it started was he was messing around during catch. A coach walked by, saw him throwing a knuckleball, and was like, just do that. And look at that.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money from that.
It's great to have a backup plan. It really
Yeah.
is.
And if the backup plan's just a filthy knuckleball, works for me.
100%.
Now, my next question is, you kind of answered it, but if you could add any pitch to your repertoire overnight and it would just be absolutely filthy, what pitch would it be?
I mean, knuckleball is definitely a good answer. I screwed around with a splitter like early college and like never clicked really. Like I think like you watch like that's got to be the grossest pitch in baseball. So I think I'd say like knuckleball splitter, just something like absurd that is really hard to control. But if you somehow could, that'd be
Yeah,
great.
just become a master of it.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite field you played at?
We were fortunate enough the Big Ten tournament was played in Omaha, and that one's tough to beat. So I'd
Yeah,
have to say
it's,
that one.
I agree with you. I played horrible when I played there, but definitely an awesome field.
Yeah, I remember like we had like the opening game of the tournament and like yeah, it was like right after like Skeens pitched in Omaha and I'm like I'm the next person to walk on that mound. It's like and this place is awesome. Like it's a cool place to pitch. Like the amount of legends that have thrown on that mound, it's like it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and not to mention big field, really big
Yeah.
field.
Yeah, it's a
Some,
wonderful, wonderful place to pitch.
yeah, it's, sometimes it plays a little small, but that's all right. You know, that happens. Good guys can give up home runs too. Now,
Yeah.
moving along, what's your weirdest baseball memory?
Weirdest. Wow. That's tough. Don't even know. There's a lot of weird stuff that goes on in the locker room. Like you could pick anything like day to day. Like there was some weird stuff going on today that I can't repeat on
Fair.
the internet, but like you know, like it's
Yeah,
You can picture, there's a lot of stuff you can picture.
it's like depending on NCAA rules, 37 to like 50 guys all kind of showering together, which is just a recipe for
Yeah, I
disaster in
think
most
like
cases.
when I tell like my girlfriend about that, she's like, that's really weird.
Yeah, it's I can never run for president, and it's because I was in a college baseball locker room at some point, and there's too
Yeah.
many people that know too much. They just know too
For
much,
sure. For
to
sure.
keep
But
it
yeah, I guess
simple.
that whole dynamic's pretty weird, but again, wouldn't trade it for the world. So
Oh, it's the best. They don't tell you when you're washed up. There's not really a place where you can go and do that. And college baseball bullpens are about as weird as it gets compared to the locker room. It's kind of on the same level, I would say. Now, last question, and I'll let you go. What makes you the happiest?
Man, that's tough. I mean, like, just I it sounds cliche, but like my family, just being around them, having, going to church, doing like that kind of stuff with my family. Like, don't get to do it much anymore, but like just that kind of thing. It's the best.
No, nothing hits like home. It's one of those things that reminds you, life may be chaotic with baseball. I might be traveling every weekend, staying in a different hotel, eating a different continental breakfast. So, like, it distance really does make the heart grow fonder in those
Oh
instances.
yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, I'm super grateful for them. Like, obviously, super supportive throughout everything. So really, it's cliche to say, but it's the truth. Like, you can't do it without them. So.
No, I love that. Well, Landon, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us. It's been a ton of fun talking to you, and I can't wait to have even more fun watching you play baseball this
Yeah,
spring.
man. Thanks for having me. I had a great time. And if you ever find yourself down in Fayetteville, like, let me know and we'll get together for sure.
Absolutely.